stroke management side of things, which I'm sure helped both individuals, you know, to play the game to their full potential, and likewise as a unit as well. And I suppose when you look at those All-Stars, Brendan, they all helped one another to win one, as in a nomination anyway at this stage. So, you know, it's been absolutely brilliant. And sometimes you wonder about the All-Stars, Brendan. Are they judged on the league or is it just championship? Because if you go back to the league, you know, the likes of Jason Foley, who was absolutely outstanding, likewise Tadhg Morley. So that spine of that defence, you know, was rock solid throughout both league and championship. And because of that, then and they played to a system, and that's where they put themselves in a position to, you know, to be nominated. And it's very unusual to get six defenders from a county, and that would tell you that, I suppose, the winning of this All-Ireland was based on our defence, you know.
Yeah, and well, we'll talk about the forwards in a moment, but just one midfielder nominated. It is always the toughest area to try and squeeze your name onto because there's so few to pick between. So it is Kerry's Jack Barry that's been included. A huge moment for him. And is there any performance from him during the year that really stands out to you as Jack Barry's all-star moment?
Well, I you can go back about, I suppose, to the Dublin game and the Galway game and the final, you know, that I thought he was outstanding. And you just mentioned it there, Brendan, about midfielders. Normally you'd say if a county won in All-Ireland, they normally get their two midfielders nominated. But I think this was more about a system and the structure this year by the Kingdom. And, you know, Dermot O'Connor can be a shade unlucky in not getting a nomination because he was one of those guys who was, at times when Dave Moran was at midfield with Jack Barry, he was picked in the half forward line. He was the guy tracking back. And I think Jack's big, I suppose, responsibility this year was go back, helping the defence fall into that pocket if somebody was pulled out of it, where Tadhg Morley'd be, and go back and helping the defence. So I think our midfielders probably lost out due to a system, rather than not being the outstanding midfielders, because they probably had to, I suppose, abandon part of their own game to come back into a structure and a system that where we'd win ball, turn it over and break a pace, and they were the players, you know, breaking up those attacks. So, you know, for Jack Barry, he was doing that in the league and the championship, and that's why I say, and I suppose the other side of the coin was that he wasn't probably playing the full 70 minutes David Moore in games, and injuries came into vogue as well. So, it, you know, it was all about the defence and this build, and then the counter-attack to put us into that forward mode where, I suppose, and I think he will win probably player of the year, and that's David Clifford, with outstanding performances throughout as well by Paddy Clifford, and likewise Stephen O'Brien. I thought he was brilliant against Dublin, and likewise that first half against Galway, he was outstanding as well.